Well, we're back in Iowa, ahead of tonight's first-in-the-nation vote on the 2016 presidential race, the caucuses. And we came across something relatively new here, political tourism. Thousands of people travel to Iowa to volunteer, we know that. But we're talking about political tourists who come on vacation just to watch. At a Marco Rubio rally on Saturday, we ran into Linda Hardy, her daughter Stephanie Lane, and Stephanie's son, Linda's grandson, Eli Clarity. So do I understand, where are you from?
Branson, Missouri.
And you got your grandson, and is this?
My daughter and my grandson.
So you've got three generations here. Do I understand you've come, you can't caucus, you've come just to watch?
No, we have come just to observe.
You're called political tourists.
Yes, we know. But I grew up in Iowa, and my father was very involved. He was a delegate, and I wanted him to have the experience because there's nothing else like it.
The idea of public service, I'm completely enamored by it. I think it's a glorious thing, and if I am blessed to do it one day, I want to see it here. This is the epitome of the political process right here, the Iowa caucuses.
So most people go to Disneyland. You've come here to the caucuses.
Exactly
from Missouri.
I said to him on the way up here, I said, this is literally like taking him to Disneyland. He is so excited. And it's just refreshing to see someone his age get so involved and so pumped up about it. He just turned 18, so this is going to be his first time to vote in a presidential election. And he's very knowledgeable about the candidates and the issues.
So you're here at the Rubio rally. What are you hoping to see on your trip?
We're going to Carson tonight.
We're doing 12 candidates in 3 days, trying to get as many out of the way as possible. We're hitting everybody. We're not having a bias. We're going to do Bernie. We're going to do Trump. We're going to do Hillary. We're going to do Cruz. We're not going to hold any grudges.
And you're not even from here. You're a tourist.
I'm here. I'm not from here at all. But
and
this
I'm
is my
registered Democrat. She's an independent, and he does a national blog for the Young Republicans of Arkansas.
I am totally a tourist. I cannot participate in this event at all. I am literally just here to see candidates and see them vote. And we drove hundreds of miles just to do that, pulled me out of school to do that.
We are going to come out of this with two nominees, and we'll all be voting in the presidential election.
And none of us are decided.
Wow.
I intend to knock on doors and put down yard signs as furiously as any Iowan voter.
This is like Disneyland for you.
Oh, it is. It is my World Series. It is my World Cup. It is my Super Bowl. It is everything.
That's Eli Clarity from Branson, Missouri, traveling as a political tourist with his mom and grandma. This is his Super Bowl. And you might ask, really, Iowa? Well, no, there's so much here to do. You can see the beautiful bridges of Madison County that became the book and the movie. They're real. You can go to Zombie Burger in Des Moines. Last night we saw the undead Elvis Burger. It's amazing. You can go to Here Now Robin on Twitter and see my picture of the burger with a banana and an egg. There was the raucous caucus party Saturday night, last night's The Damn Caucus Blowout. For some reason, people dressed up there like Jackie Kennedy. But if you're trying to go to Caucus the Musical, you are out of luck. It is sold out. So here's a taste.
You've been urging me to run as a candidate for the highest office in these United States. You've said liberty counts, so I'm here to announce today.
A sampling from Caucus the Musical, last night's performance at the Des Moines Performing Arts Center. Oh, I want to hear more.
For people who weren't watching Grease Live, I guess.
Yes, that's right.
Well, my question to you, Robin, is this. Yes. While we are watching the caucus results come in tonight, what is the Iowa-specific meal that we should be eating? I'm thinking corn has to be a part of it, right?
Maybe corn has to be a part of it.
Pork chops or something.
Big dust up over corn in the state, as you know, and whether or not it should be eaten more as opposed to be
right.
Put in your fuel. But corn, and I would have to say, people love their burgers here. But I also would ask people to go online to a store called Raygun in Des Moines, R-A-Y-G-U-N. It is the most amazing, political artifact place. The best-selling sticker, Jeremy, this year is, I voted for the crazy guy.
Well, we will be watching. And we will be here with the results tomorrow. Robin, you're doing great work from Iowa. This is Here and Now.